What are movie theaters going to look like when we are eventually able to get back to them? Well, a former longtime Disney executive who is now CEO of a company called Cinemark, his name is Mark Zarate, he says business comparable with what existed prior to COVID-19 will not return until at least 2022. It's hard to imagine. Joining us to talk about it, Richard Krause, entertainment reporter, host of The Richard Krause Show and In Isolation With. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Barb. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks a lot for doing this. Before we get to the movie theaters, I saw your tweet and I'm ordering some of the Southern Accent sauces.
Oh, they're so delicious. A whole case of them arrived over here. I drink that stuff. I would drink it if it wasn't just so great, and I would run out of it faster if I did chocolate. I'd love it so much.
I know. So movie theaters, it's really hard to imagine having to wait 2 years to go back to that sort of regular idea of movie theaters.
Yeah, I think what he is referring to here is just the idea that we can go and you know, sit without any social distancing, without any masks or anything. I think that there will be a new normal that will happen in between whenever movie theaters open. And it looks like in Europe, some are opening now on the West Coast. A friend of mine runs a theater, and she's opening on June 10th in Victoria. And so, you know, we're going to start seeing these theaters open up in pockets all over the place, and it will be different for the time being. There will be empty rows, I think, to facilitate social distancing. Probably every second seat will be empty, unless you're coming with someone that you vouch for and say that you've been social distancing or isolating with. And concessions will take on a slightly different tone, and probably everyone will be wearing masks. And that's what it's going to be in the immediate future. And I don't think that there's any way around that, but that's what it's like everywhere. If you go into a store, everyone's wearing a mask, everyone's standing 6 feet apart. There's only two or three or five people, depending on the size of the store, allowed in at a time. So movie theaters are just following those rules. But I do think, judging by my social media, by what people are telling me, that there's a thirst, there's a hunger to go back to the theaters and to actually see movies on the big screen. It's all well and good to be at home and have all the movies streaming and being able to have a look at whatever you want at home, but there's something special about going to the movies, and it maybe it's just me, this is what people are telling me because it's my business, but it's something that they miss. That and sitting at bars having pints of beer.
Just that feeling, you know, sort of that life has gone a little bit back to normal, because you can get to certain places now, but you're standing in line and everybody's wearing masks. And I think people are just craving that sort of somewhat return to normalcy.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, on Sunday, I took the longest walk that I've taken since March 13th. We started off at Yonge and Bloor and then walked down Queen Street West to Brock, and then up and around and over to Bloor Street, and then back home again. And so it was a 3.5-4 hour walk, and it was interesting to see what the world is like out there, because I haven't been more than, you know, a few blocks from my house to go to the grocery store in a long time. And, you know, in that walk we saw people playing by the rules. By and large, we walked past Bell Trinity Park. There was hardly anybody in there. People on the sidewalk were keeping a respectful distance. Everyone was wearing masks, or most everybody. And the stores had, you know, signs up that said only five people in allowed at a time, all that kind of stuff. But it did feel a little less weird to me, because there was more stuff open. We were able to go to Mabel's on Queen Street West and get, you know, the bread that we like and all that kind of stuff for the first time in a very long time. So, you know, it does feel like there are little wins everywhere along the line here when you can get something that you've really wanted. But I think it's going to be when stuff starts to really open wide, when the movie theaters start to open, when you can go get a haircut, when you can sit at a bar. It'll feel different at first, because there will be distancing and all that stuff in place. But I do think that it will start to feel like the new normal, and people are craving it right now.
Yeah, I think so. And is it Cinemark that doesn't know if they're going to make it through?
It's AMC.
Oh, AMC.
That doesn't know. And AMC is an absolutely huge chain in the U.S. They didn't really catch on here. They did a huge expansion into Canada 10 years ago or more and built some very large theaters. And they never really took off. Cineplex now owns most of them. And but in the U.S., they are huge. And because, I think, of their size, they are looking at some financial difficulty ahead because of just simply the amount of real estate that these theaters take up. They've got these complexes that have 20 or more theaters in them. That's a lot of space. That's a lot of rent. That's a lot of tax. That is just a lot of capital to keep big empty theaters viable until they're allowed to open up again. And what they've said is that they had enough of a cushion to make it mostly through the summer. They're sort of limping along right now. But if something doesn't happen soon, if by July we don't start seeing their theaters open, that they may shutter the doors. I don't think that will happen. They're almost one of those too big to fail companies. But you never know. I mean, if they do open by July, I'm not really sure what movies there will be to see because everything has been pushed and in some cases pushed well into next year. A lot of stuff has been pushed into November and December. So we'll see. I don't think we're going to see a lot of big summer blockbusters this year.
All right. Richard Krause, always great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Barb.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. He is an entertainment reporter, and he's the host of The Richard Krause Show, Pop Life, In Isolation With. He's got all kinds of stuff going on.